Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It is time for the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorman, our news director, is here with that. And Randy, there's news today about, among other things, a return to Kodak's roots and a breaking story about a potential takeover of the company that owns the Democrat and Chronicle.
Yeah, Beth, you know the expression, everything old is new again. You might apply that to the way that Kodak rolled out some products last week at the big Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the company unveiling a line of instant print photography products, including the Kodak Smile instant print digital camera. This harkens back, if you may remember, of course, to the old Polaroid cameras where you'd print a photo on the spot. And actually, Kodak used to make a similar kind of camera back in the 70s and 80s. Well, these days, Kodak doesn't actually manufacture these types of products. They do brand license them with a number of companies. They're working with a New Jersey-based company, CA Global, on that product. It uses something called Kodak Zinc Photo Paper and a memory card, so even if you don't want to print it on the spot, you can still store the image for later printing. You might think it's just a nostalgia thing, but Kodak's chief brand officer, Danny Adkins, told me the company feels this will appeal to a younger generation as well.
Actually having something that you can, you know, put in a book or, you know, hold and share with your friends when, you know, the kids typically stick them up and post them on their walls. So that, you know, number of the media that we have sticky backs, essentially.
Atkins says young people are experimenting with 35mm film. Remember that. Resurgence in analog film is seeing some recent interest. You may remember we talked about Kodak bringing back Ektachrome recently, and at the CES show, they also talked about having a 35mm slide viewer. They will also co-brand, of course, something you need to use that 35mm film with if you want to have slides with it. Well, just out this morning, as you mentioned at the top there, Beth, MNG Enterprises, better known as Digital First Media, intends to push ahead trying to buy newspaper publisher Gannett. MNG says it offered to buy Gannett for $1.36 billion. Digital First owns about 200 newspapers and other publications. It does have a reputation for cost-cutting, and that has already brought some consternation by reporters around the country for Gannett and others. Gannett, based in Virginia, owns dozens of newspapers, including the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle and USA Today. Digital First's biggest shareholder is Alden Global Capital. That is a New York-based hedge fund company. A change in the local auto dealership landscape. There's an announcement on their website for the Eid family of dealerships. They no longer carry the Mazda brand. The announcement says that after working with Mazda and evaluating the Rochester market, it was determined there are not enough sales to support the current number of dealers in the area. They say after much consideration, they decided to close the Penfield Mazda location for Eid. And they say while they're sad to part with Mazda, they're excited for the opportunity to focus on their other bigger stores, including Honda and Volkswagen. JetBlue recently began daily service from the Rochester Airport to Logan International in Boston. Senator Chuck Schumer says the new round-trip flights fly once per day. Previously, the only airline that flew from Rochester direct to Boston was American Airlines. Batavia-based Graham Corporation, they make equipment for the petrochemical industry. They've now established a subsidiary in India. It'll be based in the northwest region of that country. It started now as a sales and market development office, but they say they are trying to establish that office because Asia can be a very key region for them in terms of the petrochemical industry. And Empire State Development recently welcoming 10 companies taking part in the second grouping of the Luminate New York Accelerator competition that takes place at the Sibley Building. That's a business incubator operation designed to help startup companies focused on things like optics, photonics, and imaging. Each company gets an initial investment of $100,000. And will work with industry experts and others for up to 6 months to help commercialize their products. Then with Luminate New York, later on in June, they offer up to $2 million in additional funding. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.